This is episode number 2233 of the Who Cares News for Monday, June 20th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hide your scholarships, hide your kids. Aunt Becky has officially returned to the red carpet.
Oh, my.
Lori Loughlin attended her first red carpet event since the college admissions scandal on Saturday evening.
Okay.
She attended the Design Care 2022 Gala.
Wow.
Gala.
Gala Gala.
To benefit the Holly Rod Foundation in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
The foundation from actress Holly Robinson Peete and former NFL player husband Rodney Peete helps families with loved ones who have received an autism or Parkinson's disease diagnosis.
Oh, okay. So Aunt Becky was there. Good. I'm sure she was looking fine in her finery and all of that. And I think she's ready to get back out and, you know, let everybody know she's back. She's back.
You know, I think she thinks right now there's other people to focus on besides her.
Right.
And she's
Depp,
thinking,
Amber Heard.
Now's the time I can sneak under the radar. No one's going to notice.
You know, I mean, so she's what, 57, I think is how old she is. Her usefulness, I hate to say this, in Hollywood, with or without scandal, which is probably done, you know, or close to done.
Hey, Hallmark movies and Lifetime movies live in perpetuity.
I got that. And she...
not that they want her back.
For 57, she doesn't really look that age, I don't think, in pictures. And so she can play...
That's called makeup.
Yeah, she can play a young 50, I think.
Oh, yeah. She could probably do younger than that. But
and you know what
on,
they say. 50 is the new 30. So, you know.
Whatever.
Keep going backwards, right?
Yeah.
She's going to be upstaged by her daughters. I think she's going to totally be upstaged by her daughters. And you know what? That might be chapping her hide a little bit.
It
know?
Might
it's like,
be.
You know, they're getting on Dancing with the Stars. You know, that kind of thing.
They have their Instagram.
They've got
their followers. And
followers
their,
and influencers
their popular
and things like that. Yeah. So.
And she's just Aunt Becky.
But you know, she missed her opportunity being in jail to finish out Fuller House.
Yes.
Because she could have been hanging out with John Stamos a little bit longer. I mean, but no.
But no.
She had to go to jail.
Yeah.
She had to do this bad thing. Bad,
well, it's not
bad.
That she just did the bad thing. It's just like, I ain't going to admit to it.
Well, yeah, then she had to. You know, she didn't want to admit to it, but she had to. So
she had to because she didn't want to stay in jail longer.
No, there you go. Well, Aunt Becky is back. We shall follow her whereabouts to see what's up next for them.
You know, Aunt Becky, I want to say thank you. One, you know, obviously for Full House and Fuller House, but two, for giving me something for the Who Cares News.
Right.
You know, look forward to being an addition.
Yes.
Thank you for, you know, extending the invitation. I will gladly accept.
There you go.
Todd and Julie Chrisley, which I do not follow at all.
Well, yeah, but now starting to follow them a little bit more. That they've
yes,
been
yeah.
convicted of tax evasion.
Guilty.
Guilty. And, we don't even have to say allegedly anymore.
No, and Julie Chrisley has been also convicted of wire fraud.
Yeah.
Yep. They're just guilty every which way till Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they briefly shared how they're feeling amid the legal trouble they find themselves in after a jury returned a guilty verdict in their federal tax fraud case.
Mm-hmm.
And their kids, some of their kids are coming out saying, we'll fight.
Fight
I
what?
Believe in my family. Where they're innocent.
The IRS is going to come and take away everything they own. They're going to seize everything.
Well, he's been trying to say that someone has set him up. Now, if it was one thing, maybe two.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But here's all these counts.
But man, there is a crap ton.
Yeah. Who's trying to set him up? I don't know. The federal government.
During Friday's episode of the Chrisley Confessions podcast.
That's a great name for a podcast. Right? I have to remember that. Confessions. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, especially when FBI wishes they were
guilty.
Confessing. Todd addressed the elephant in the room, saying, "I know all you guys are wanting to know every detail that's going on in our lives, and I have to ask that you respect that we're not allowed to talk about it at the present time.
Yeah, thank.
But there will come a time."
Okay. As podcasts go, which is the bigger news? Chrisley's podcast, that the elephant in the room is this, they're guilty, or the Red Table Talk podcast, in which Jada Pinkett Smith is addressing the slap, which is a bigger thing here. All these podcasts, look at this podcast.
They are both bleeping pieces of crap. He then went on to say how the trial and subsequent verdict is affecting them.
Really?
A lot of tears. A lot of heartache.
You think?
A lot of sorrow. A lot of trying to understand how this is where we are right now.
A lot of trying to figure out how I'm going to get out of this.
I wonder how. You got caught.
Oh, my God.
But we are here.
Did you ever hear what the number was? Did they put it like a dollar amount on how much?
Many
millions of dollars.
Millions.
Look.
To
evade that much tax, you have to make that much money. Yeah. You can't, you have to make that much money to evade that much taxes.
Well, I think part of the problem was robbing Peter to pay Paul, literally.
Yeah.
So they would take out another fraudulent loan.
Oh, that's right.
In order to pay a fraudulent loan.
Yeah.
And then they would take out another fraudulent. So it was this mad circle of of crap.
Gotcha.
So the couple will continue their Chrisley Confessions podcast until they can't. They're on house arrest.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, like, how the hell are they doing this anyway?
They're on house arrest until their sentencing in October.
Oh, all right. Okay. That totally makes sense.
They could always call, Aunt Becky, Mr. Massimo.
Get some training.
Yeah.
Get ready for that jail time. I got a feeling they're going to be in jail a lot longer than Aunt Becky was. I'm just saying. With our apologies to Halle Berry today, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Anne.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.